Revoir, written by Mary Moody and read by Marie-Louise Walker. The year my mother turned 50, she had a nervous breakdown. My father had run off with another woman, and Mum wrapped herself in a blanket of sleeping tablets and alcohol. She lost her high-profile job as the public relations executive for an international cosmetics company. Her half-century culminated in two dramatic attempts at suicide, which were clinically treated, quite alarmingly, with several large doses of LSD. She never worked again. The year of my mother's breakdown, I turned 20, and I tried, with little compassion, to grasp the implications of her illness. After many years of my father's infidelity, heavy drinking and domestic violence, my love and respect for him had totally evaporated. From my point of view, my mother was well shot of him. Being so young, I was unable to come to terms with the notion that people of my parents' advanced age could still feel such intense love and passion that it could drive them to heights of rage and despair. My parents' behaviour simply appalled me. I did my best to escape by running away from home with an unsuitable long-haired local boy to enjoy the tail end of the swinging 60s. For me, life was full of exciting possibilities. Living in a share house in trendy Paddington, going to rock festivals, partying all night and working by day as a cadet journalist on a popular women's magazine, I became deeply resentful at having to spend so much of that year rescuing my mother from her ongoing crisis. I ran out of patience with ambulance dashes to hospital casualty departments and visits to the weird psychiatric clinic where she was being treated. At 50, the women of my mother's generation were considered old. For many, after their 50th birthday celebrations, it was downhill all the way. Middle age meant blue rinses and tight perms and Friday nights at the bingo. From my self-obsessed, youthful perspective, I believe that my mother should just pull herself together, forget about her failed marriage and get on with growing old gracefully. The year I turned 50, it dawned on me that I was exactly the same age my mother had been when I thought she had stopped living. Suddenly, and with some guilt, I saw clearly for the first time how my mother must have been feeling that terrible year. My own life had taken a very different path from hers. I had a solid marriage, financial security, a busy and successful career, and a wonderful collection of children and grandchildren. I was happy, but also very aware that for my generation, 50 is still considered quite young. Sexy, even. Certainly not the beginning of the end. While my mother at 50 could see no further than the black hole created by my father's departure, I saw my life as only just starting in so many ways. Instead of feeling pain and despair, I was feeling joy and excitement. The year I turned 50, in memory of my mother, I decided to claim 6 months for myself. I abandoned my career, my husband, my children and grandchildren, my friends, my home and my large garden, and went on a journey alone to find myself.